It is with the greatest pleasure that I've invited today Claire, a friend from the Lido. You know that I swim every morning in the cold Lido swimming pool. But Claire is a friend from the Lido who actually swims in the summer. But we won't go into this. She's come to Coffee Mamba Jamba's HQ because she loves coffee.
Yes.
And I've told her so much about the different coffees that I have here that come through Coffee Mamba Jamba's HQ. Get pushed through the R58. Get also filtered into beautiful different filter coffees. So we've been here for about, I don't know, maybe 40 minutes, maybe almost an hour. We've discussed so many things about coffee, and you've had three different coffees. Mm-hmm. You've had the Rwandan Impala, a red bourbon, pushed through the R58. You've had it neat. You've had it as a macchiato. You've also had the El Salvadorian Bosquelia. And then the grand finale was the grand fromage, which is the Panama Geisha. And I told you all about what the Geisha is.
Yep.
And I've actually extracted it and brewed it with the Chemex. Now, Claire, your impressions of all those different coffees, what is your palate doing? Is it singing?
It's singing. My head is singing. I'm full of caffeine. My palate is singing. But I definitely, the middle one, what was the middle one called?
That was the El Salvador Bosquelia.
That one was a very wonderful surprise. Mm-hmm. I smelt it and I thought it would go one way, but it went another way. Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful, but with milk. And then the third one, the Geisha, beautiful as well, floral.
Completely new experience, right? Because you normally like a bit of milk in an espresso shot. So you like a macchiato, you like a piccolo, which is what I served you with the Rwandan Impala and also with the El Salvador Bosquelia. Let's go back to those two. What's the difference that you can kind of detect?
What, the first one and the middle one?
Yeah.
Well, the first one to me was more, it had a more direct flavour. It was more acidic to my palate. Mm-hmm. That's just to my palate. Mm-hmm. Maybe because I wasn't used to drinking it straight.
Yes. But when we added milk?
But when we added milk, well, it was very nice, but it didn't have the complexity of the second one. The second one, soft, complex, nutty, almondy thing, flavours, I think I said to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was, to me, the more, to my palate, the more... the nicer experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really tell you exactly in terms, because I'm new to this, how I would describe the difference. And maybe one was just, the second one was just more subtle, maybe, than the first one to my palate.
Well, you're in a way a culinary expert because you know all about olives and the differences in olives. You know about wines.
A little bit,
do you think there is a comparison to be made between coffees now that you've actually tasted a few different coffees and varieties, origins?
Definitely. There's definitely affinities in those three areas. I would say the process that olives go through, you could talk about it in the same terms with the cherry, or I think you call them cherries.
Yeah, the coffee cherry.
The coffee cherry. And certainly, of course, there are parallels with talking about wine as well, and provenance, and terroir, which we talk about in France, which I'm sure that you could talk about with different areas in with coffee beans.
Sure, sure.
So there are definite parallels in those industries. It'd be quite a nice thing to do, get an olive specialist.
Yes.
A coffee specialist and a wine specialist to battle it out.
Exactly. Or even a tea specialist. Because even in teas, you've got micro lots and you've got different ways of...
But there's something about the kind of meaty flavours of olives, coffees and...
And wine.
Wine that you could get, you know, get Jay Rayner involved or something and have a panel of discussion.
Yes, yes. Now, what about the filter? Because I don't think you're that much of a filter coffee drinker. So was that kind of a different experience yet again to you?
I'm not when I'm in England, but in France, where there's always a filter machine on the background. Not the same as experiences you've given me here. Obviously, this is much more precise and professional. But I love filter coffee, but it's not usually very interesting. Usually it's just a little bit of coffee flavor at the end of a meal. This was delicious.
Yeah.
This was floral and a bit citrusy, I felt.
Yeah.
And I can understand why they call it the Geisha, because it's quite fancy.
And roasted by Elle, master roaster and owner of a small batch in Hove, just near Brighton, outside Brighton. And he's got a few coffee shops, and he's just a great, great guy who, loves and supports Coffee Mamba Jamba as well. So we've got this kind of mutual admiration society going on here. But yeah, I mean, the Geisha is a lovely, lovely coffee.
That was delicious.
And El Salvador, I'm all with you there as well. It's got kind of more complexity. The Rwandan has kind of this deep, deep kind of flavor with it as well, if you remember the Rwandan, the first one.
I think I described it as the most masculine one, and I didn't really know why, but
yeah.
I suppose if the third one, the lighter one, also filtered, is called a geisha, you can kind of see that as a feminine. So, yeah. You know, there are different things going on. There's not one that's better than the other. There's one that I preferred the most. But but the first one was definitely, maybe I should go back to it and try it again now.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
because gosh, you'll be totally caffeinated when you come out of Coffee Mumbo Jumbo HQ. Anyway, Claire, we'll go back to the grinder, back to the R58. We'll do a few more shots. But thank you so much for sharing your experience with the listeners. And yeah, this is not the last time you've come here. I'm pretty sure of that. Thanks, Claire.
Thanks.